This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Powering Through the Pandemic on BFM 89.9.
We've been talking for weeks and weeks and weeks about how the MCO is a double-edged sword, right? On one end, it's a completely necessary step to flatten the curve and stop the spread of COVID-19. But on the other hand, keeping everything closed impacts the economy in ways that we haven't even begun to make sense of yet. The cancellation of Ramadan bazaars is a microcosm of this. It's a completely necessary step because, by definition, bazaars encourage mass gatherings and large crowds. But cancelling these bazaars altogether deprives small-time vendors and small business communities in ways that will impact their lives for months and maybe even years to come. The effects are twice as bad for those in the B40 group. Now, this is where technology, innovation, and the right people come in. We have Iskander Daniel on the line with us. He's the CEO of a small tech company, but more importantly, he's the founder of something called Bazaar Rakyat, an online platform that he launched in literally 24 hours to give the Ramadan bazaar traders a place to do business and sell their products this season. Iskander, maybe you can start by telling us, you know, how you and your fiancé were able to launch Bazaar Rakyat in a day. Like, what was that process like?
Well, okay, so basically on 5th of April, me and my dad, we just, you know, had a little talk on how we could really contribute during this, you know, this MCO, this COVID-19 issue. And I mean, since we are doing business as well, so we know that the frontliners have been helping for the community, but us in particularly, we feel that we can do something. So basically, we start talking about this e-bazaar thing, and rather than just, you know, sit down and talking about it, we straight away do it. Like, you know, in the morning we talk about it, in the evening we start with the process of doing the website. Basically, we just bought the domain, we set up the website, and since we have like eight states that we are covering, so basically we, both of us, are doing like 9 websites, the 8 states plus the one main website, in like a day. So yeah, the process is basically we cut through the normal process of, you know, the validation, the, you know, the survey. We just straight away we do it.
Yeah. How many shops do you have online at the moment?
Okay, we have like 1,200 plus that registered with us, but the ones that have completed doing their website is around 400 plus across 8 states. The main reason is because the technology gap is too big. So even for us working in a 15-man team, it's really hard to educate them, but it's a process that is a challenge that we take on. So we expect that after Ramadan time, all the 1,200 shops will be completed.
So how many people does it take to, you know, run something like this? Like what is your team like? You know, like how many people are working on this venture at the moment?
Well, to be honest, currently we are working inside a 15-person team that includes me and my fiancé. So most of them, I would say all of them are below 23 years old from the university that I am from, which is University of Technology of Petronas. But the team selection is, I would say, a perfect one, since, you know, most of them have been working with me, and doing this kind of job, it takes heart more than, you know, mind, because we know in this state, people are searching for money, and that's the case where we want to start this up, and we don't have any funds, even after we have taken, you know, the registration from the vendors, it's still not a good money, because we are doing this, you know, basically just to help the community around. So basically all this 15%, we are doing a bit of volunteering rather than working for free. I would say working with a minimal pay.
So, you know, give me a scenario. Like let's say I'm a bazaar vendor. I want to go online. So what happens first? I register on Bazaar Rakyat.
Yeah.
And then what? What happens next?
Okay. The first thing is we don't prefer for the vendors to straight away sign up to the website. The reason is because among these 1,200 vendors that we have right now, I would say 80% of them need our guide to set up the store. So we have the flow that we have set up is basically for the vendors to contact these focals. I call my team as focals. See, we have 15 focals over here. So they just contact any one of us and we will guide through on how to create their own store inside Bazaar Rakyat. So everything has to go through with the focal as the intermediary.
So on your side, you see how many orders each vendor is getting and how the store is doing. But what about on the vendor side? Like, how do they monitor the orders? Like, is there an app or what is their client-facing interface?
See, so basically the vendors, they can see the orders for themselves. They can also put in the coupons, the voucher discounts that they would like to apply. And also they would receive an email if an order is placed by the customers. So basically, we are still helping them on notifying them that when the order comes in, we'll just notify them with the WhatsApp by WhatsApp. So basically, other than us notifying them, they can also see the orders for themselves. They can set up their discount vouchers. And also they can, see the sales report. So basically, by joining Bazaar Rakyat, they can manage their own business. So other than us helping them or notifying the orders that they have, they also can see it for themselves. So they will receive email on orders. They can also log into the vendor page to check on the orders. So because inside the orders, the order details are all inside there. What items they are buying. So everything is there. They just need to log in or either they can just open up their email.
Like a lot of businesses, you were doing something totally different before the MCO. You're the CEO of AIM Technologies or AIM Technologies. So what did your company do? Like what was your life like before all of this happened?
Okay. So basically, I ran a delivery company before in Sri Iskandar, Perak. So, but then that I just sold off that company in January 2020. So after that, I took the path of being digital marketer together with my team. So at the end of the day, this MCO thing comes in. So we thought that we could be a part of something. So that's why we shifted everything. We apply whatever we learned about digital marketing towards this, the product that we bring in, which is Bazaar Rakyat.
And I guess that's what made it easier for you to launch like Bazaar Rakyat. Like you had the expertise and the resources, just might as well put everything to good use and help people during this season, right?
Yeah, true. Although we can see it like that, I still know that the platform that I built still needs a lot more improvement to be made. But since we are doing it only for only one day, so basically the quality is a bit, I still think that we can improve on that.
So speaking of tech, you're a tech savvy person, so going online like isn't an issue at all for you. But for the vendors, especially the more senior ones, they may not be as tech savvy. So was that an issue for you, like trying to make Bazaar Rakyat as user-friendly as possible? Because like you mentioned before, there is that technology gap. So how did you overcome that?
Yes, I think that is why we built on Bazaar Rakyat. Because other than helping them going through this hard period by providing them the alternative income, we knew that this technology gap is too big. It's a big difference. So that is why we go on with the approach of having focals to guide the vendors. Because we anticipated that most of the vendors register to Bazaar Rakyat would be, non-IT person, which very hard for them. And I mean, just for information, I would say around 80% of them never used Lazada and Shopee before. So You see, that's the current scope, that the current target that we have, and we need to educate them on how to, you know, at least know how to use the online platform for their own sake. Because, you see, like I mentioned before, 80% of our vendors never used Lazada and Shopee before. So they never buy anything online. So basically, it's very hard to teach them, like even for them to register onto the web itself would take them a hard time. Because these people, they are very, I would say they only have Facebook. They don't know how to use emails. They don't know how to use other platforms. They never registered to other platforms other than Facebook. So basically, to, you know, we still have to guide them, like, okay, this is the page that you need to go, and you need to put in the names, your email, everything. So we have to, like, you know, for example, I would say the process of teaching them would take them like what, one day, for example, and then to make them comfortable on using the platform, it would take another like 1 or 2 days. So basically, the whole process for each vendor would take around 1 to 3 days.
Right. I'm speaking to Iskandar Daniel about a venture called Bazaar Rakyat. It's a platform he launched to address the cancellation of Ramadan bazaars because of COVID-19. We'll be back in a bit. BFM 89.9.
Bagi free minum. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
And we're back on Powering Through the Pandemic. I'm Arvind Yuvraj, and on Skype, joining us via Skype, is Iskandar Daniel, founder of Bazaar Rakyat. It's an online platform for bazaar traders and vendors that's acting as a virtual alternative to do business on this season. What about logistics? Because you've linked up with some delivery guys to help with the logistics and delivery issues, but how is that going? Like, is that smooth? Is that, you know, choppy, challenging?
Well, we do link with several delivery companies, Bungkus 8, Rescue, Mr. Speedy, MacRunner. But at the end of the day, it depends on the vendors, you know, they are, whether they are comfortable on using the delivery partners or not. Because I would say around 60% of the vendors that we have, they already have their own delivery service provider that they are comfortable on using with. So, but we do provide our, on our end, we do provide, like, we have exclusive partnership with Bungkus 8, so we have integration with them. But it all depends on the vendor. If they want to use it, we are happy, you know, because we provided them with this delivery service provider. But say, for example, they are not comfortable with, they may do, they may include their own delivery charge as they seem fit lah. Mm.
Do you have stats of, you know, how many signups from which state? Like, which is the most at the moment, and which is the least?
The most signups would come from Selangor and KL. The least, I would say, will come from Melaka. We don't really know why we have lesser signups from Melaka, because the real market research we didn't do beforehand, because this idea was like, just, you know, we talk about it, then just boom, start with the implementation. So in terms of the real reason on why we have lesser signups from Melaka, I couldn't really answer for now, because I haven't done the research yet.
Another issue with something like this, I think, is quality control. So do you filter the vendors who register with you? Because I'm assuming it's difficult to do during the MCO. So do you register everyone who is interested at the moment, or do you have like a sort of like filter process?
Okay, a good question. Because currently, we know that a lot of people is selling in Facebook, in Telegram, in WhatsApp. So even though we don't know about their quality, but still, sometimes we buy from them. So basically, what we intend to do with Bazaar Rakyat is to call upon those who doesn't have SSM to come in first, and then we will sort the database, whether they have registered for the SSM. You see, if they don't, we will guide them on how to do it. Because at the end of the day, this Bazaar Rakyat is intended to educate people on the real on the real track of businesses in Malaysia. I mean, in the legal way, say, for example, if they are selling foods, they need to take the sijil pengendalian makanan and also the typhoid injection. So, but then if they don't have, and they keep on selling at Facebook, most of us will not know. So basically, with this platform, we hope that we can build the database and help them to gain the whatever the legal requirements needed.
Iskandar, what kinds of challenges are you facing at the moment with Bazar Rakyat?
Okay, because we have run this platform since the first Ramadan, and now it's like the sixth day. The problem that we face is basically the vendors are having a lot of orders through the web and also outside of the web. So basically, the ordering would be much more, I would say it's some of the time the users will not get their food, because the reason is the vendors are having a lot of orders. Our website also puts on their phone numbers, and you see some of the orders might not come from the website, but it will go straight away to the vendors' WhatsApp or phone call lah. So that is the main challenges that we are facing, because when people order and people not getting their food, so it will bring a bad review about Bazar Rakyat. But at the same time, we also do understand on the vendors' part that they are having a lot of order until they cannot do it by themselves. So we are still finding a way on how to sort it out. But it's a very good, I would say it's a positive problem that we are facing right now.
I want to talk about revenue for a bit. Like, is Bazar Rakyat making any revenue? Like, is it meant to be a for-profit thing?
Well, to say that we are making revenue, I would say we are getting our allowance. By allowance, I mean like the focus are getting like, you know, something that they work for, but it's not up to the standard that you can call it as a profit. Just something that, you know, we can spend on worth the time that we spend on Bazar Rakyat lah, I would say. Because the main reason we are doing this is just to help people around and to educate them about on how to do digital business, online businesses.
Any plans to turn it into a business in the near future? Because I'm assuming this isn't a short thing. So, any plans to expand and make it like a full-fledged business?
Yeah, we do have plans, and we are also in talk with several government agencies. If I would say if the deal go through, of course, we do plan it to, you know, to scale up the business and to start making Bazar Rakyat as a real business. But as far as it stands, we have several milestones that we still need to achieve. The first one that we need to achieve is that we have 10,000 vendors across the 8 states. And the second requirement or the milestone that we set is that we could cater up to all regions of Malaysia. So if we do hit on these two milestones, we can scale up very, very quickly. I mean, because at the end of the day, we don't have vendors. We still couldn't get any transactions on the site. So basically, for now, we are doing this awareness for this Bazar Rakyat on why people should join it, why people should buy from Bazar Rakyat as well. So until the part that most of them are comfortable in using Bazar Rakyat, I think that's the right time for us to, you know, scale it up and make it as a real business.
Iskandar, I think a good way to finish this interview would be to talk about your long-term plans with Bazar Rakyat. Because, you know, like I said, surely you're not going to shut down this after Raya is over. So this platform can be like a source of income for many people, many communities. So what is the long-term plan there? Like, what is the goal for Bazar Rakyat?
Well, certainly, the first thing that we are looking forward is after MCO, after Ramadan, what can we do after that? So basically, after the discussion that we had with the government agencies, is that we are going to position ourselves as the first e-pasar in Malaysia. So basically, we are trying to replace not only the Bazaar Ramadan, but also the pasar malams that are the traditional pasar malams. So with this, we understood that even after the MCO ended, it is still unclear whether Pasar Malam would be eligible to, you know, to run or not. But either way, we are doing this for the sake of to sustain their economy lah. So basically, we are looking forward to become the first e-pasar first, and then we see how it goes from there.
Iskandar, thanks so much for your time, man, and stay safe.
Okay. Thank you so much, Arvin.
Right, that was Iskandar Daniel, founder of Bazaar Rakyat. It's a virtual alternative for the vendors and traders who are looking to set up shop this Ramadan season, but obviously they couldn't due to COVID-19 and the ensuing MCO. This interview is also available via podcasts on the BFM website, which is bfm.my, or you can stream it on the BFM app, which you can get for free on the Apple App Store on Google Play. And alternatively, we're on Spotify. You can find us there under the podcast section. This has been Arvind Yuvaraj on Powering Through the Pandemic, BFM 89.9.
Powering Through the Pandemic on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.